heavy lifting. How can you compete?
You need some help.
sponsored by The Narrow Path. You can join Steve Gregg live every weekday at 2 here on True Talk 800. Some Bible teaching from Pastor Ron Mell next in Heart of the Word. And then we have Pathway to Victory with Dr. Robert Jeffress at 3:30.
Are you in need of prayer? Would you value having a chance to pray for others? Well, True Talk 800 is partnered with Adventist Health to provide a 24/7 prayer network called PrayerWorks. It's an online community where you can post your prayer requests and share a bit of your story. You can also read other people's stories and prayer requests and let them know you're praying for them as well. Visit kpdq.com and enter the keyword prayer to join our prayer network today. That's PrayerWorks at kpdq.com. Just enter the keyword prayer. Listen to True Talk 800.
Okay, you know how it feels when you've saved enough for that long-awaited home addition? Now imagine an addition on that addition.
Whoa.
That's the feeling with Capital One, where a new savings account earns an interest rate five times the national average. That's right, five times, as represented by five times more singers. This is banking reimagined. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Rate comparison based on FDIC national rates. Capital One NA member FDIC.
With Lone Star Transfer. If you are a timeshare owner, getting out is probably a top priority. And now that annual maintenance fees are coming due, this ongoing burden and expense is at the top of your list. Thankfully, we can help. Let us do for you what we have done for thousands of others across the country. Our process is done legally, ethically, and quickly. Lone Star Transfer has a 99% success rate and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. We are a family-owned business and will personally make sure your experience is a pleasant one. Don't let another day go by with maintenance fees taking your hard-earned money. Give us a call for a no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863. That's 844-284-4863. Or online at LoneStarTransfer.com. That's LoneStarTransfer.com.
Welcome to the Narrow Path radio program, hosted by Steve Gregg. Steve is not in the studio today, so calls from listeners will not be able to be taken. In the place of the usual format, we've put together some of the best calls from past programs. They cover a variety of topics important to anyone interested in the Bible and Christianity. In addition to the radio program, the Narrow Path has a website you can go to, www.thenarrowpath.com, where you can find hundreds of resources that can all be downloaded for free. And now, please enjoy this special collection of calls to Steve Gregg and the Narrow Path.
Let's talk to Sue from Albany, Oregon. Sue, welcome to the Narrow Path. Thanks for calling.
Okay, thank you. You may have answered this question before, but if you did, I haven't heard the answer. And as soon as I get through here, I'll hang up and listen on the radio because I am trying to drive.
Okay,
when a person is saved, because of God's mercy, you're forgiven of all your sins. So when you go to heaven, then why would you be in a judgment day?
All right. I'll be glad to talk about that.
Like it says, first you die and then the judgment. So that's what I'm wondering. I'm going to hang up now and listen to you.
Okay. Well, thanks for your call. I appreciate it very much. Well, we go to the judgment because that's where the final disposition of things is determined. And if we think that there's just two ends, one is that people go to hell and the other people go to heaven, and there's no distinction within those categories, I think we'd be mistaken. We're not following very clearly what the Scripture says. The Scripture indicates that even those who are punished will be punished in differing degrees. For example, Jesus said that it'll be more tolerable in the day of judgment for Sodom and Gomorrah than for some of the cities where Jesus did his miracles, because Sodom and Gomorrah did not see the miracles that these cities did and did not repent. Therefore, of course, they're going to have a hard time in the judgment, but it won't be as bad as these other cities will have. Likewise, Jesus talked about some people being beaten with few stripes and some with many stripes. Obviously, there's degrees of punishment. There's also degrees of reward. In some of the parables of Jesus talked about the judgment where one of God's servants is awarded to be ruler over five cities, and another is ruler over 10 cities, and so forth. Now, I don't think that would exhaust the options. I think what it means is that God's got a full range of punishments and rewards depending on the merit and the things people have done. The Bible says everyone's going to receive the things done in the body. So it's not just simply a matter of, well, I'm going to heaven when I die. It's a matter of when Jesus comes back and raises the dead and assigns responsibilities and destinies and so forth, the things I've done will have something to say about that. That doesn't mean that if I'm a believer that I won't be saved if I haven't done enough good deeds. But it does mean that if I am saved,